If Ben Fruscio hadn't broken his ankle, if Jim Harper hadn't gone to New Hampshire to cover for him, if Jerry Gentana hadn't been brought up from D.C. to cover for Jim, if Mike Tapley had been used on the panel instead of Cyrus West, do you
Genoa.
Think say again?
The name of the black op is Genoa, not Geneva. It's a kind of a jib or for sale in a boat.
Did I say Geneva?
No, but Matt typed it in his notes just now.
Mark, and he's right, I did.
How did you know that?
Well, I don't like to talk about it, but I know things. Ever since I was a boy. People have called it a gift, but it's really more of a burden.
You want to stop screwing around?
I can see his fingers on the keyboard. He typed Geneva. We work in television. There's no reason we can't
you
have jokes.
You work in television. I'm a litigator at Lowell Television.
Genuinely.
And there are a lot of reasons we can't have jokes. Should we list them? You went on the air with a story that alleged the U.S. used nerve gas during an operation, which is a war crime.
We have two eyewitnesses and a three-star general.
Who says the news conspired with the Pentagon to cover up Operation Geneva.
Genoa.
Fuck me!
Well, would one of you fuck Miss Halliday, please?
That was a little funny.
Finally.
Did you take calls from the DOD asking you not to run the story?
That happens all the time.
The entire population of the Pensacola minimum security prison is people who did things that happen all the time.
We ran the story.
Then you retracted it.
Of course we retracted it.
At the urging of the DOD?
Absolutely not.
Excuse me.
Come on in. Maggie Jordan, this is Rebecca Halliday, our lawyer. These are her associates, Bob, Tom, and Kurt.
Ross Kessler.
Mark Gage.
Ken Weinrob.
What do you got?
Looks like Romney's going to add an event in Charlotte at 8. He's going to go on around 8:15.
We'll cut in if he's saying something. Otherwise, we'll stay with Sandy.
Got it.
Maggie Jordan is Margaret Jordan?
Yeah.
What happened to her hair?
I don't know. Women try things.
What the hell happened to her hair?
Look, she went out on a story. She went to Uganda. It got real very fast, and she came back a little messed up.
Well, if this goes to the next level, she better get unmessed up in a hurry, because she's a character witness, and she looks like the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Hey, counsel, if what happened to her happened to you, you'd kill yourself for the rest of your life. You would sit in the middle of a room and cry forever.
A year ago, she looked like this. Now she looks like that. What happened to her in Africa?
It doesn't matter.
Can I decide that?
I'm her lawyer.
I'm her lawyer. And your lawyer, and Mackenzie's, and everybody's. And if you don't let me do my job...
You're going to do what? Jump up really high in the air and swat my chin? I have the confidence of a tall man.
Lose. I was going to say lose. And no one responsible for Genoa will ever work again, including and especially the anchor and executive producer of the broadcast. If Jim Harper hadn't gone to...
No.
Let me finish the question.
We don't have that kind of time. No, if Jim hadn't gone to New Hampshire, if Dan Tanna hadn't come up to cover for him, if West hadn't been on the drone panel, if 17 different things hadn't conspired in just the right order, we wouldn't be sitting here.
14 months ago, you went on the air and called the Tea Party the American Taliban.
I did.
And?
The Taliban resented it.
14 months ago, you went on the... Starting at the beginning. 14 months ago, you went on the air and called the Tea Party the American Taliban.
Yeah.
What happened then?
A lot.
For starters.
The president of AWM got kicked out of the Capitol building.
Started yet?
No, sir.
I was at the Jefferson. I couldn't get a cab.
You can pick up your ID right there.
It's supposed to be a card for me. Let's see the ID here. Reese Lansing, AWM.
I don't see your name, sir.
Lansing. Reese Lansing.
I don't have Lansing here.
Maybe there's a typo. Can you look
at everyone's accounted for?
This is the judiciary. Yeah, I see people I know in there. It's okay. I'm the president of AWM.
I can't let you in without ID.
Who do I speak to?
About what?
About getting in the door.
Me.
I honestly don't mean to be rude, but you're the man with the clipboard, and I need to speak to the chairman or ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee.
And what's standing in between you and doing that?
You. Okay.
Oh, it wasn't
wasn't an oversight. It was deliberate. Those two words are antonyms.
Are you telling me?
Who'd have thought that calling Tea Party Congressman the American Taliban would have consequences?
Are you saying?
There was absolutely no way to see this coming.
The consequence was that you were left off of a guest list.
For Sofa. That's a Met Gala.
It seems like when we call them the American Taliban, they minded.
Stop. Are you telling me AWM was left out of a meeting with the U.S. House of Representatives because of the show last week?
Oh, don't be silly. Wait. Yes, that is exactly what we're telling you. Do you know how much we lose every year to piracy?
No.
No, me neither. It could be $10 billion, could be $100 billion. Let's just assume it's $10
billion.
Okay. I want the $10 billion! We own intellectual property, and I want the fucking pajama people to stop stealing it.
Let's try to get to the bottom of exactly why they minded being called the American Taliban, because I don't get it.
Is your suit mildewing?
Yes, it is.
And AWM doesn't just create content. We own the physical lines and ISPs that bring it to you.
SOPA would allow you to sue us just for pointing you toward a bootleg Chili Peppers track.
Doesn't that screw you on both ends?
Yeah. That's sort of why we wanted to help write the law.
But three members of the Judiciary Committee ran and won with Tea Party support.
And kicked AWM out of the country?
Yep.
They misinterpreted the Taliban comparison and heard it as some kind of, I don't know, insult or whatever.
You know, when he said it 2 weeks ago, I smiled. I thought, let the chips fall where they may. You know what I'm thinking now?
I don't.
Chips are falling.
People are mad at him, Charlie. They're gonna be mad at you, too. Fuck them.
I don't know.
The rebels just took Tripoli.
Wait, what?
When roughly 9 hours ago, rebel forces swarmed the Bab al-Aziziyah, Muammar Gaddafi's compound, and less a presidential palace than a military fortress and the symbol of his reign. After a siege of several hours and an extended gun and mortar battle, Gaddafi's compound fell. And while there's celebration in the streets, no one at this hour knows the whereabouts of the now deposed strongman who ruled Libya for 42 years.
We go live to ACN's Shannon Hamid, who's standing outside the compound just south of Tripoli City Center, where it's a few minutes after 2 a.m. Shannon?
Close 6, Radio SOT1.
Well, this is a jubilant day in Libya. While there remain a few isolated patches of fighting in the Gaddafi loyalist suburb, the gunfire that you hear is largely celebratory.
SOT1.
You can see some of the rebels on their way to the compound.
45 back.
We got to pull the Strauss-Kahn package.
Why?
We blew the fact check. We say the French police charged him with attempted rape. The French police are investigating him for attempted rape. We push play on that package in 90 seconds.
Is it on camera or via?
Via.
Show it to me. 16. Get Ryan on the phone. Use a landline. Jake, let's go.
15 seconds live.
16's up.
Play it.
Package goes in 60.
Did you know that in 91, 20 Kuwaitis died after being hit by falling bullets while
celebrating the end of the Cold War?
Didn't.
Law of averages caught up to them.
Yeah.
118 people treated at a Los Angeles
hospital for injuries sustained from random falling.
Shut
bullets.
Up!
Copy that.
Right there.
In 3, 2.
Shannon, at this hour, do the rebels know anything about where Colonel Gaddafi might be?
That's their frustration.
The phone.
He's banned.
But he's believed to still be in Tripoli.
Nobody knows.
Brian, hey, it's Jim. I'm putting you on speaker at New York Control.
Say it.
What's going on?
Where are you?
With Benihana with my kids.
Get to a quiet place. Hurry.
30 seconds.
Play it for me.
But there's more trouble ahead for the French diplomat. Strauss-Kahn still faces a civil suit here in New York. And in an unrelated case, French police have charged him with the attempted rape of writer Tristan Bannon in 2003. In addition,
Brian,
despite...
You there?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Say... Are investigating charges of attempted rape brought by...
Are investigating charges of attempted rape brought by...
2/10 over.
Little faster on my cue. Say it like a phrase. Stand by.
Shannon Hamid reporting live on this historic day from Tripoli. Turning now to Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
Today, New York Supreme Court Judge Michael Obis dismissed all charges against the former IMF chief after the prosecution cited problems with the accuser's credibility. Ryan Franklin was in the courtroom today and has this report.
A smiling and visibly relieved Dominique Strauss-Kahn walked out of the courtroom a free man today, more than 3 months after the former head of the International Monetary Fund was arrested and charged with sexual assault. But there's more trouble ahead for the French diplomat. Strauss-Kahn still faces a civil suit here in New York. And in an unrelated case, French police are investigating charges of attempted rape brought by writer Tristan Bannon in 2003. In addition, despite the Manhattan District Attorney's Office...
Go back to your kids.
There's a five back.
This graphic isn't loading.
What?
G9 isn't loading.
Yeah, I've got a switcher problem.
Are you kidding?
None of the... Shit, I'm losing the board.
Stay cool.
We've got to reboot.
Here go the monitors.
We've got green. Is the mainframe down?
The whole board's down.
7 a.m., waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go down.
Listen up, we're gonna bypass the switcher. Car patch the camera outputs to 1 by 10.
30 back.
Is this affecting our air?
It will in 20 seconds. Heads up! You're gonna come back with only one camera.
We can't roll the graphics without the switcher.
Can we route them to the desk monitor?
There'll be hard cuts.
Do it.
Partying, partying, yeah, partying, partying, whoa.
Pull your shot back so we can see the monitor.
Mike, go wide and get the monitor.
Will, your graphics aren't going to be full screen. They're going to be on the monitor behind you.
I don't have a monitor behind me.
Turn to camera three.
In three, two.
Now you do.
Dominic Strauss-Kahn had spent 50 days under house arrest as well as 4 days in jail on Rockers Island. Today, he is free to go home to France. We'll be back after this.
Optimistic.
Good show.
Thanks.
Seamless.
Thank you.
Like running on autopilot. I don't even think
we blew
the
fact check in this environment.
Six.
Yeah.
So you're ready for this. Ben Ferruccio bet another embed on the Romney bus. He jumped from the second floor of the Nashua Holiday Inn and landed in the pool.
And?
He broke his ankle in two places.
These guys are drunk every night.
They're 23. They're on a bus in Nashua. They're drunk in the mornings, too. You need to send someone on the road for a couple of weeks until Ben can hobble again. Send whoever you want to punish.
Can I?
No. You got a minute?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to change. Remind Sloan we've got the draft in 10 minutes.
Hey, money's curt.
The day will come when we have an HR rep who cares what goes on this floor. And on that day, sir, I will dance upon your grave.
Reciting stock quotes and wearing a skirt?
How much time do I have to formulate a comeback?
That was it. The first thing out of your mouth is the comeback. You wasted yours on a question about comebacks. Fantasy football draft starts in 10 minutes.
I know. I'm the commissioner.
Your parents must be proud.
They are. I was elected unanimously.
You were unopposed, just like when you were elected class treasurer.
That was an important job.
It wasn't.
Why does it have to be like this?
Because you're a nerd and I'm a nerd and you make nerds look bad.
No, I make nerds look good.
I didn't mean to tell you, you've been doing a perfectly adequate job filling in for Elliot this week.
There's a wire report about a drone strike and the thought that they killed 5 suspected militants.
Excellent.
You heard me say suspected, right?
Talk to your EP.
Mac,
just a minute. Ben Fleischer broke his ankle.
Is he all right?
No, he's an idiot, but let me know who to put on the Romney bus for a couple of weeks.
I'll check out what people are working on.
MJ.
Yeah.
Is your cousin
crazy?
Yeah.
She is.
She's spamming me to death.
Why'd you give her your email?
She asked for it, and I thought it would please you. Everything I do to please you.
She's great.
Thanks for the heads up. So what do you want to do tonight? What would please you? Romantic drink, dancing, romantic bowling.
What does that look like?
It looks a lot like regular bowling.
Walk through the park.
A romantic mugging.
I know how to defend myself.
You know how to defend me.
I shout, run really loud.
I'll see you at home. Perfect.
Have a good show. I'm James.
Excuse me.
He'll be out in a minute.
I'll come back.
Do I know you?
I'm Jenna Johnson.
You look familiar.
I just started as an intern.
Say, why is America the greatest country in the world?
Why is America the
greatest? You're a sorority girl.
That's what I'm most famous for.
You hired her?
I'm benevolent. There are 8 Broadway musicals that have won the Pulitzer Prize for drama. In 5 minutes, I need you to name them, the composer, lyricist, librettist, and source material, if any.
I need you to...
Go.
You make the interns learn musical theory, history?
You're welcome, America.
Now he's done.
Things you thought you'd never see.
I want to talk to you about the 9/11 anniversary coverage.
I like how it's coming along so far. It has a good tone. It looks up.
I'm going to pull you from the coverage. Elliot and Sloan will co-anchor in primetime.
Because Reese got kicked out. Leon.
It's me. I made the decision.
All right.
We're going to be officially condemned on the House floor tomorrow.
That's a good use of time.
And Giuliani pulled out.
Yeah?
9/11 widows, first responders.
Right, some 9/11 widows and first responders.
No, I know. It's the critical mass. The op-eds, the boycotts, the advertisers. Reese getting kicked out of the SOPA meeting, which you know we're going to read about.
I just think on this one, Doug. Totally get it.
Okay.
Let me talk to Reese.
This is not Reese.
Leona.
I haven't said a word about 9/11. I've got bigger fish.
For the record, I compared the Tea Party to the Taliban, and we were attacked by Al-Qaeda.
I don't want to ask people to make that distinction on the 10th anniversary.
No, we've never gone wrong getting our enemies mixed up.
It's just not the day to have the argument.
How do you want to handle it?
You'll get the flu around the 9th or 10th?
Okay.
Listen, they'll do it at your desk under the Newsnight logo, but I'm going to take your name off of it for the night, and contractually, I need your permission. I'm sorry.
No, man, it's the price of doing business.
What it's worth, I didn't know you were going to say it, but I was happy when you did.
Me too.
All right.
Don't worry about it, Charlie. I'll see you upstairs for the draft.
All right.
Of the I Sing, 1932, music by George Gershwin, lyrics by Ira Gershwin, book by George S. Kaufman and Maury Riskin. Fiorello, 1932.
All right.
I need your suit.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Me?
Yeah.
Good. I'm just, you know.
Is this brutally awkward?
No.
Because I was thinking, if we could just say so and name it, then we could go back to the way things were.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to go back to the way things were.
I meant being friends and it not being awkward.
We're always awkward. That's the way things were. You want to say it wasn't a big deal? Okay, we're friends. But you're also staff, and at some point, this conversation is inappropriate.
I don't understand what you're saying.
It's only awkward because you want it to be.
That's a big accusation. All right. We'll try again tomorrow.
Blew the fact check on DSK.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah?
I'll go.
Where?
New Hampshire. I'll cover for Ben.
Why?
I've never been on the road with the campaign.
Didn't know you wanted to. Wait 10 months till he's the nominee.
I'd like to go now.
Nothing to cover.
Of course there is.
There isn't. It's the same three rallies and three diners a day. Ben puts down a stand-up at each of them. When was the last time you saw any of them on the air?
I don't know.
Tim Martin.
I'd really like to go.
You're the senior producer here.
That's great.
No, I'm saying you're going to be fighting it out with stringers to get access to low-level stars.
I know what they do.
Romney's not McCain if you've got some vision of kicking it in the RV with the candidate.
I don't.
You're going to be bored.
Mac, fire me or send me to New Hampshire. Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I just want to get out of town for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you blew it with Will, you went to Peshawar. There aren't any Taliban fighters in Concord. It'll just be 2 weeks. You should bring Jerry Dantana up from D.C. to cover for me.
5 suspected militants were killed by a U.S. drone strike in the Fatah. The unmanned Predator drone fired 2 missiles at a vehicle driving on a main road in North Waziristan. Is it illegal? Yes. Is it immoral? You bet. Are we going to investigate it? Of course not.
Jerry, you're going to drive me crazy with the drone shit. I'm going to have one target your car.
That's my other line, but sorry for annoying you with the news. Jerry Jane Santa.
Jerry, it's Mackenzie in New York.
Oh, hey.
Cats and kittens, grab your mittens. Will McAvoy and Van Morrison taking you through the night and into the mystic.
Why didn't you tell me?
Let's take some calls. Who do we have on the line? Freddie, it's Mackenzie from Midtown. You're talking to the Nightbird.
Why didn't you tell me you were taking off the 9/11 anniversary?
What are you doing up this late, Mackenzie from Midtown?
Charlie just called me to ask how you were handling it, and I said, handling what?
It was the right thing to do, caller.
Bullshit.
Freddie, you better grab that 7-second delay.
Knock it off.
Let's not make it a big deal.
You're okay with this?
I am. Can I go back to sleep?
You're in bed.
It's the middle of the night.
Why is there music playing?
Same reason your nightlight's on right now.
All right.
All right.
Just like way back in the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the best thing.
Hey, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Are you the lead advance?
Yes, sir.
I'm Jim Harper. I'm going to fill in for Ben Ferruccio for a couple of weeks.
How's Ben doing?
His ankle's broken, but he'll be okay. I just drove up from New York. Do I have time to check in and drop off my stuff?
Okay. Sure. We'll wait as long as you want.
Thanks. That was sarcastic?
No, I'll just tell the governor not to start speaking until he gets there.
Got it.
So you're at ACN?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the bus is full today. You'll have to drive.
There's like 40 empty seats.
I wasn't wild about the American Taliban broadcast.
Dude, you can't keep me off the bus because you didn't like our reporting.
I can.
Come on. Man, I've been driving all night.
You better get some gas. What's Obama got it at? $4.50 a gallon now?
Morning! Just like way back in the day of the road. And together we will go. And to the best day.
You could have checked into the hotel first.
I can do that tonight. You heard about the latest drone strike?
We reported it at 10.
Yeah, but that's all we did.
You and Sloan Sabbath are going to get along very well. You're going to meet Will now, okay?
We've met.
He's not going to remember. Will, this is Jerry Dantana.
We've met.
Of course we have. How you been, man?
We had a long talk the last time he was in D.C.
Great. Jerry's going to cover for Jim for a couple of weeks.
I have no idea why you let him go.
Because I did.
I'm sure Terry's a good guy and an excellent senior, but I fear change, and that should be respected.
You'll get used to me.
And then Jim will come back, and it'll be a hellscape. Why don't we send Harry to New Hampshire?
Who's Harry?
Yes.
Jerry.
See what I mean?
No, no one does.
Can I mention something?
Sure.
I think this network should be doing stories about the administration's counterterrorism policies, and I think while I'm in New York, it would be a good time for me to get it started.
It's actually not a great time for me, but that go-getter initiative you have, I'm not crazy about that either.
Remember that long talk we had in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to lead or do you want to follow?
He wants to follow.
And barely that.
Come in.
It's my office.
Drone strike.
I don't believe this.
Drone strike.
This is Jerry Dantana, who's been covering for Jim.
What you got there?
Drone strike. Drone strike.
Can't understand what you're saying.
You can't too understand what Reuters.
This is what I was talking
about. United States Predator drone strike vehicle in Northwest Pakistan.
Can I see that?
It's one piece of paper. I left the wire report in my office, and on the way here, I decided I wanted a prop.
You didn't think to just have someone print it out?
A lot of better ideas are coming to me as I'm standing here, but why don't we let the past be the past, okay?
It was 12 seconds ago.
Two U.S. officials identified the target of the drone attack as Abu Hafs al-Shari. the Saudi national. They declined,
to provide more precise details.
Hold the roll. The government is declining to reveal highly classified intelligence and expose the methods by which we find and kill terrorists? That is just plain wacky.
All this is a press release.
It's a blank piece of paper.
No reporter gets to ask, do we kill any civilians?
Or how does Pakistan feel about us invading their airspace to kill people occasionally?
Or who authorized the strike?
Or who's Abu Hafs al-Sharif?
He's the head of al-Qaeda in Pakistan.
And the commander-in-chief authorized the strike.
I'd like this for my 5 minutes to meet.
It's not an economic story.
Why should make it one?
It should be a full panel right after the A block where presumably we'll stay with Libya. An ethicist, a military analyst. I'd rather have a human rights expert. No offense.
We're not loading the panel for the lab.
Why are we having a panel at all?
I'll take the economist.
That happened fast.
You can get in touch with Mike Tapley.
I'd like to use a guy named Cyrus West.
Jim uses Tapley for military analysis.
Yeah, I know, but I think you're going to like Cyrus West. He's a retired Air Force captain, teaches public policy at the Maxwell School, and he's a hardliner on drones.
You're sure you don't want to use Tapley?
Got to start producing sometime.
All right. Start now. You've got to run that meeting.
Drone strike.
Hey, keep your eye on Jerry for me. I think he wants to win a Peabody.
Who's Jerry?
Okay.
Ben Ferruccio jumped from the second story of a Holiday Inn in Nashua.
I've been in that room. We didn't make it, right?
No, he's out for a couple of weeks. Jim drove up last night to cover for him. So, say hello to Jerry Dantana, who most of you already know.
Hey, Jerry.
Jim went on the Romney bus?
He wants to go.
Why?
For the experience and for to be a team player.
Couldn't you make the argument that he just left the team?
You could. Do you want to?
Not the second, but...
Seriously, what's going on?
Ben Ferruccio broke his ankle. Jim's covering for him for a couple of weeks, and Jerry's up from D.C. to cover for Jim. He's going to produce a panel tonight in the B or C block.
B would be great.
But everyone's asking is why I already seen your producer 4 months before Iowa.
No, the clock's run out on this conversation. If I'm going to sit in and run down memes, they can't get mired in these kind of detours. It's like playing golf behind a foursome of blind people.
Also, Don will be in our rundown meetings. Charlie wants us doing more cross-network stories, so think of 10 o'clock as our second act.
Or 8 o'clock as our warm-up.
How should we think about 9?
It's Washington. It doesn't matter. That's not something we think.
They're on speaker.
You guys there?
Yeah.
The search for Gaddafi continues.
Journalists and dignitaries are being freed from the Rixos Hotel, and Mustafa Abdul Jalil is offering what amounts to $1.5 million and amnesty to anyone who finds Gaddafi.
Did he call anyone?
Did Gaddafi call anyone?
Jim, he hasn't run away from home. He called me last night.
Cameron.
The earthquake was a 5.8, and AP's reporting it caused a crack in the Washington Monument. It will now be closed indefinitely.
What else?
PPP has Rick Perry at 22 and Romney at 19.
Tess?
Steve Jobs is going to officially resign today.
Let's close with that. Martin?
BP's paid $5 billion in claims to compensate victims, and the Deficit Reduction Committee's launching a website for public input.
Public input on deficit reduction. I feel better already.
Anything else?
Yeah.
And are you very sure you want to pitch this?
Yes.
Bring it.
About 11 weeks ago, June 9th, the domain name Occupy Wall Street was registered.
And?
I believe America is on the verge of starting its own Arab Spring.
Really?
Yeah.
Gaddafi, drones, let's keep working the others and I'll make my first cut to the two.
It was registered by Adbusters, and they sent out an email saying America needs its own Tahrir.
We call them elections.
Hang on July 13th, Adbusters sends an email to 90,000 people telling them to gather on September 17th. That's roughly 3 weeks from now at the charging bull on Wall Street. The email goes viral in 15 minutes. New websites were formed, and there's been instant and substantial support across Twitter and Reddit. August 2nd, they staged their first organizing meeting, and they've been holding weekly planning meetings, which they call general assemblies.
They always start by making a new language.
50 to 100 people have been showing up.
50 people had an email blast to 90,000.
50 to 100.
And is there a list of incoherent and unrealistic demands?
Just one thing, and it's perfectly coherent. A presidential commission to get money out of politics.
Come with me. Here's a fax I get every day. It's the protests that are going on in New York. Just New York. Today, Jews Say No are protesting the air attacks on the Gaza Strip. Topless protesters are demanding that lawmakers repeal codes against toplessness. On the East River, residents are protesting the building of a high-rise near a soccer field, and union members are protesting the United Brotherhood of Carpenters' new leadership. And at any given moment, the group is protesting ads in the subway, standardized tests, horse-drawn carriages, and fracking. I know how much you want this, and I like how much you're going for it, but you've got to wait until something's real.
All right.
Neil?
Yeah?
What was it called again?
Occupy Wall Street.
When's the next General Assembly?
Tonight.
You should go.
Sure.
A minute ago, your issue was with the legality. Now it's with the morality.
I'm able to hold as many as two thoughts in my head at once. The Fifth Amendment.
The Fifth Amendment, like all the other amendments, guarantees certain rights to U.S. citizens. If an American vacationing in the Khyber Pass is targeted by a predator, they'll have the full...
We need to ask, are we creating more terrorists than we're killing? We need to ask...
We don't know exactly what that collateral damage is because of the lack of any transparency or accountability. Now factor in that the BDA, the Bomb Damage Assessment, counts all military-age males as militants. But to your second point, the fact that drones are...
Aren't they cheaper?
I prefer to be arguing the legality and the morality, but no, they're not.
An F-16 costs $50 million and a drone costs $30.
But we procure the drones in groups of four, combat air patrols or CAPs. We buy them as a set, so it's $120 million versus $50 million for the Falcon. What we should be talking about...
Cost in terms of human lives. That's about all I can stand.
Here we go.
I've had all I can stands, and I can't stands no more.
Did you want to jump in, Captain?
I do, because my concern is with the cost of American lives, here and in combat. Sloan, you didn't mention that a $50 million F-16 has to be flown by a pilot who is somebody's father, and that he can be shot down by a shoulder-mounted point-and-shoot Stinger. Now, Dr. Cochran, I can appreciate that you're an ethicist, but we don't face an ethical dilemma.
Can a drone distinguish between an Al-Qaeda operative and a goat herder?
I don't care, and neither should you.
I don't know, Will.
And as for the legality, the authorization for the use of military force...
Ask him if the AUMF said we're at war with terrorists or the Pakistani civilians.
...authorize the president to pursue terrorists with all necessary and appropriate force. Drones represent the safest form of lethal action against terrorist targets, period.
It's more complicated than that.
Period.
Ask him about the AUMF.
Yes, sir. AQ and Taliban senior leadership in Afghanistan... Pakistan, Yemen, and the Horn of Africa. Period.
Get in.
So naturally, here comes the Human Rights Watch.
AUMF.
The United Nations Treaty on International Human as UN gets four blocks of free parking on the east side of Manhattan, and that's it.
That's not it.
Period.
We're going to have to end this there. This is Newsnight. We'll be back right after this.
2:30 back.
I like to use the full range of punctuation. Commas, colons, parentheses.
He's trying to get noticed.
No shit.
Why'd Will go quiet? I teed him
Will's
up.
Will's not your problem. The panel's your problem.
I'll have a word with him. He's very good at
use strings, guys.
Yep. I will.
Good?
What was the period?
I meant it.
Sorry, you're a little over the
top. Somebody say something?
No.
Did Will say something?
No, he's still in the air.
I'm going to get asked back.
It's not up to me.
All right. I'm going to give you a story now. I'm going to give you a name to call. But you have to use me to help you follow it.
What kind of story?
You have to use me to help you follow it.
What kind of story?
The kind that makes careers and ends presidencies.
Look, man, I'm trying to help you, but you've been fucked up since...
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you.
Makes careers and ends presidencies.
A black op called Genoa.
That's Newsnight for August 24th, 2011. Terry Smith is coming up next with the Capitol Report, followed by Sloan Sabbath filling in on Right Now. I'm Will McAvoy. Good night.
And clear.
Yeah.
You know what? I agreed with everything he said.
How about the way he said it?
It wasn't my style.
The AUMF, you were able to hear me,
There
right?
didn't seem to be an opening.
You didn't have a problem making one when you went to break 41 seconds early.
Sorry about that. Good show.
Thanks.
Good
night.
Good job.
Hey, everyone. Good to see you. If there are no announcements, we'll get started. No announcements? Okay, I see some new faces, so I have to stay up front. No police and no reporters. Everybody? Dude.
Me.
You're wearing ACN credentials.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
My name is Neil Sampat, and I'm with ACN, and I'd love to observe the meeting.
No, we're journalists. No exceptions.
Do you mind if I ask a question?
Question?
Why wouldn't you want to get the word out about the sit-in on Sunday?
I'm John, and we don't call it a sit-in.
Why wouldn't you want to get the word
we
out?
We do. We just don't need your help to do it.
We want to make sure, no offense, our message is clear before it's distorted by the press.
Your message was clear in the email blast. You want private money out of politics.
We may want more
we
than
do
that.
Want more than that.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Are you in charge?
My name's Shelley, and no one's in charge. The findings were bleak, with results showing that less than half of high schoolers were able to correctly identify the century in which the Civil War was fought. One in four thought Columbus discovered the New World sometime after 1750, and if the Bill of Rights were abolished, a third of high school students wouldn't be able to name a right they'd just lost. Things get worse in Oklahoma, where
almost always do.
High school students failed the test given to immigrants seeking to become naturalized citizens. Three-fourths couldn't name the first U.S. president,
Ben
and
Franklin.
Only a third knew the term length of a House member.
On that note,
that's all for Wednesday, August 24th. I'm Sloan Sabbath, filling in for Elliot Hirsch. Have a good night.
Good show.
You don't say it like that.
I said it the regular way.
Great show.
You saw it?
I've got a DVR.
Listen, you feel okay on the panel tonight?
Sure.
You and me?
I don't know why he didn't jump in on the AUMF door the guy opened. I don't know why he didn't cut him off or throw it to the ethicist. He seemed to want to make sure it was clear ACN is anti-terrorist.
Maybe he was just getting out of the way.
Yeah.
Good show tonight.
Saw it.
Keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are you talking to me?
Yeah.
And you know you're not speaking right now.
When you asked me why I was single, and I said it was because you hadn't asked me out, I thought it was my last day.
I know.
And honestly, it just sounded like a good line. I hardly ever land those.
I took it as a joke.
You did. Huh? I mean, it was. Good. All right. All right.
I'm heading home. I got a 13-day streak going of being a good boyfriend.
What do you get if you hit 2 weeks?
A healthy conscience. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Tell me about yourself.
You tell me about yourself.
I run our show's website, and I'm trying to get my EP interested in this story.
Why isn't he interested already?
It's not that she's not interested. She's just waiting for it to happen, and I'd rather get in on the ground floor.
She doesn't like ground floors?
She doesn't think there's going to be a second floor.
It's all right.
I still don't have your last name.
I'm Shelley Wexler. I'm a PhD candidate in anthropology at NYU, where I also teach.
Is this your first experience with activism?
When I was a minor, I was arrested in Seattle at the WTO protest.
By minor, you mean you
That's
were...
Cole. Minor. Under 18.
Okay. Were you involved in Seattle? Were you involved in the...
In the violence? No. I'm nonviolent, as is Occupy Wall Street.
On September 17th, we want to see 20,000 flood into Lower Manhattan, set up tents, kitchens, peaceful barricades, and occupy Wall Street. Then what?
We stay until our demands are met. The arrest and prosecution of the people responsible for the crash. The formation of a presidential commission to investigate corruption in politics. the ratification of a constitutional amendment outlawing the legal designation of corporate personhood.
You're going to sleep in a park until a constitutional amendment is ratified by 3/4 of the states.
We mean business, Neil.
What's for the hand signals?
It's a Quaker tradition and a peaceful way of maintaining order when your movement has no leaders.
Doesn't a movement need leaders?
We believe in a horizontal structure.
Are you worried that the horizontal structure is going to give power to people who shouldn't have it?
You mean Joel and John?
Shalik, you started off with one clear and not unreasonable command, and now you've got like 14 of them, including arresting Bastans and the Lehman Brothers.
You doing story or giving advice?
I haven't been assigned a story, so I'm giving advice. And you can't have a protest unless the media's covering it.
The media's gonna cover it. But they're gonna cover the drum circles and crunchy uniformed college kids yelling at the earners, who coincidentally are the same guys running Time Warner News Corp and AWM. You don't have the patience for complicated things.
I do.
Then why do you take Wall Street bullshit like limited government seriously? You and I, God and everybody knows that the banks couldn't survive until lunch without zero interest loans from the government and bailouts when they bet a hard eight and lose. There's straight up fraud and you covered Casey Anthony.
In our defense, we were the last ones to do that.
That's a lame defense. Where was Will McAvoy when Goldman sold his clients mortgage-related securities without disclosing that the hedge fund manager who chose the mortgages was betting on them to fail? Or when Citigroup sold its clients a mortgage fund with securities it knew would fail so the banks could bet against its customers? Citigroup made $160 million off its investors losing $700 million. I expect I'll see your cameras the first time girls go wild, but until then, frankly, I just don't trust you to get a fucking story anywhere close to right, especially one with distractions.
I want this to succeed.
And you're on the wrong side of the camera.
Sooner or later, you're going to want this. Go back to one clear message, and you guys are going to be a joke.
You can bring that up for the next meeting. I'll show you the hand signal.
Couple of things. I'm gonna be at the Sheridan on 7th Avenue, okay?
What?
It's all right.
No, what's going on?
I don't want you to get upset.
Did you say you're going to a hotel?
Yeah. I called Lisa. Everything's fine. You can move back into your old place, but I figured it would take you 3 days, and I wanted to give you some
room. You have to slow down and tell me
I came home, and you were asleep, and I was at the computer for a little while, and I got an email. Your cousin sent me an email with a link to a YouTube video.
What does YouTube have to do with what's going on? Why are you going to a hotel? Why are you packing? Slow everything down so I can...
12 loads writing her 800-word column for a newspaper no one's ever heard of. But I just spent my last $7 having a fight with my best friend, who, by the way, isn't available at 3 p.m. on a Wednesday to console me about some guy, because she, too, has a job. And mostly, when you fall for a guy and he's going out with your best friend, it doesn't work out. Things get really...
Shit. Just stand there, okay? Because this isn't what it looks... Why are you laughing?
Oh, if you can't laugh at this... I mean... If I weren't a cast member in this story, I'd think it was pretty funny. It's on YouTube, Maggie. You're a news producer. You didn't think that on a busload of tours somebody wasn't going to record that?
Please let me explain.
I spent this whole time thinking I was a bad guy for not being in love with you. But it turns out...
Don't say that.
I know that Jim was on the thing. He heard you say all that.
My cousin told you?
She doesn't like you. And she has a crush on me, and... She's gonna get married and stab her husband one day, but that's beside the point.
Lisa...
I didn't tell Lisa about the video. And just told her it didn't work out. You should call Jim.
Tell him get off the fucking bus. We're trying to do the news.
I should be the one to leave. Come on. I should really be the one to leave.
Take it easy, Maggie.
Why'd I get hit in my head?
I once pursued drones.
You don't catch them. They fly pretty fast.
Yeah.
Jameson Rock?
Thanks.
I don't think there's an immoral way
there's
to kill terrorists.
There's an illegal way, and we're doing it.
I don't care.
Because you were taking off the 9/11 anniversary coverage?
Yes.
I knew you were upset.
Of course. Are you kidding? I'm flipping out! Holy shit, Mac. What the fuck did I do?
I know. It feels bad.
I used to be exactly the person that you wanted to see in these moments. I don't mean the old days. Like
I know.
A year ago.
You still are.
I remind people of the enemy.
Every
Jesus.
Guy from Nebraska reminds people of Muslim extremists. There's nothing
don't
you can do.
Don't try to make me laugh.
You can blame it all on me.
If there was a way to blame it on you, don't you think I would have done that by now? I've got Roger Daltrey screaming, you better, you bet in my ear.
Why?
You better. It's about a really demented... No British rock.
Why can't there be British rock?
No. K-N-O-W. No British rock. When I say I love you, you say you better. You better, you better, you bet.
Why is Daltrey screaming that in your ear?
It feels like the relationship I have with the audience. You can't believe what this feels like.
As a matter of fact, I can.
I got that.
Did you? Were you really in bed when I called last night?
Yeah.
It's Pete Townsend.
Townsend wrote the song, Daltrey's singing it. When does Jim come back?
A couple of weeks.
What can possibly happen in a couple of weeks?
Let's finish our drink.
When I say I love you, say you better. That person's just mean.
Are you able to notice?
I see the irony. I'm going to pay for these. You'll take the Jameson to go. I don't really mind how much you love me. A little is all,
you
right?
You bet that in a completely different context, Roger Daltrey could be me singing what I would think...
You say it works on different levels.
Your relationship with strangers and my relationship with you.
The first one.
I don't think either of us had the first idea what that song's about. A-U-M-F. I've never seen you leave a rebuttal that fat on the table. I don't care whose side you're on.
I know.
Don't do it again. I can pay for my own drinks, pal of mine.
Fine.
Damn right it's fine.
I said fine.
I left my purse up at the office. And I'll need some cash for the cab. And for the cab tomorrow morning. If Ben Ferruccio hadn't broken his ankle, if Jim hadn't gone to cover for him, if Dan Tanner hadn't come up to cover for Jim, if Mike Tapley had been on the panel instead of Cyrus West, if I'd caught it before instead of after, God damn it. You know, nobody believed Jenna at first. It was impossible to believe. But piece by piece, the evidence started coming in, and suddenly it was impossible to deny. It was the biggest thing any of us had ever touched, including Charlie. It was the Pentagon Papers, and we were the only ones who had it. We average about 1.5 million viewers. Genoa got 5.5 million. It was the most viewed program in the history of cable news. So, yeah, definitely. If Ben Ferruccio had landed in the pool instead of on the pavement, we wouldn't be talking right now. And Will wouldn't be standing out in the hallway. He's there, right? Because I'm in here.
He's worried he got me in trouble and not the other way around. And you got to admit, for a guy who lives to be liked by the audience, he lets us put his life in danger a lot. When I was little, I asked my uncle how much a lawyer costs. He said if it's bad, £300. If it's really bad, £400. And if it's really bad and you're guilty, how much do you cost?
$1,500 an hour. It's after midnight. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Let's start from the beginning. Can you grab some more coffee? We ran out a while ago. State your full name and current occupation, please.
Mackenzie Morgan McHale. I'm the executive producer of Newsnight with Will McAvoy.
When did you start?